All right, so I'm going to share some thoughts, probably some you probably heard before or been told before. But as you probably watched from the videos, I'm a big believer in sustainability, particularly nonprofits earning revenue. So a couple of things I would encourage you to do at today, if you haven't done so already, is your board a giving board by chance? All right, so yeah. Number one, since you've been a nonprofit for 3 years, you're at this stage where it's a good time to go ahead and start developing a board that's a giving board. This means that they not only provide oversight to the organization, but they also give and get treasure. So that's part of the responsibility of board members to donate to the organization. Now, you can do this through cash donations where they're giving a certain amount that's required to the nonprofit. But the other way to do this too is to specifically recruit board members who are tied to other sources of income. So these are board members who may own businesses, who may be a part of corporations that have a corporate responsibility arm, corporations that have a foundation tied to it. Those board members can be tremendous in not only providing significant value, but providing significant revenue. So between board giving, between the board connecting you to their main source of revenue, that can be transformational. Not to mention when you have your event, board members selling tickets, inviting their friends, their colleagues, other business owners, it can be really a really big deal to generate revenue. So that's one revenue stream to think about. The second thing to think about is you got to figure out if grants can really play a meaningful role in the nonprofit, because the question becomes, where do you get the money from? If your program is not tied to some of the sexy topics funders care about, it can be difficult to tap into major sources of money. So, for example, you do cleaning for people. You can angle this one of many ways. You can launch a workforce development program with your cleaning program or cleaning business, nonprofit rather, where you're teaching youth and young adults between the ages of 16 and 24 work skills, where you teach them how to come to work on time, show up on time, successfully get through an interview, land the job, and of course do the job. And that can get you tied into funding in the world of workforce development. It could also get you tied into funding in a world of youth development. If you want to do cleaning for a specific community group, such as seniors, you might want to look at funding specific related to the health and quality of life for seniors, right? What grants are out there, whether it's an individual homes, some sort of group home situation for seniors, or assisted living. You might want to look at grants and or contracts for cleaning at other community groups, such as halfway houses where returning citizens come. So that can be an opportunity. The way to look at grants is to really broaden the definition and the language where you start to look at grants and proposals. So this can be proposals in response to RFPs, RFQs, scopes of work, etc. And so when you look at it from that lens, grants, proposals, scopes of work, RFPs, RFQs really becomes a bigger pot of money for you. You might want to look at funding, particularly in your area where there's a mid-sized to large community foundation where there's startup funds or capacity building funds. And if you have a target audience you really want to target with your services, youth, seniors, returning citizens, or some other group I didn't mention, this is when you become more strategic in your ability to communicate why you should be funded. So part of the challenge is telling that story, connect to that customer. In terms of sustainability, you're right. As long as it's mission focused, you can earn income. Now, if your earning income capacity is greater than roughly 50% from this business versus other sources, then it becomes questionable, right? And this is where you might want to talk to the accountant and attorney again. Have them give you specifics. And if you haven't done so, talk to a nonprofit attorney, a nonprofit accountant about this specific idea so that there's clarity about nonprofit laws and rules. Because a generic attorney, a generic accountant who doesn't specialize in this, they're not going to give you the information you need. So you need to figure out what are the thresholds of income you can generate that's earned versus donated, right? And earned meaning through a business transaction. Scopes of work, RFPs, RFQs, grant proposals, any proposals, anything written down isn't considered earned income. It's part of kind of that donated services or donated resources or competitive resources where the door has been opened to the nonprofit to compete for said dollar. So it's not viewed the same way. But my caveat is talk to your accountant, talk to your attorney who specializes in nonprofit work about those, about how that's set up. When you put all that together and you start to look at, you know, all those sources, a giving board, grants and proposals, and then earned income, you can start to see the picture come clearer about what a sustainable nonprofit could be, what it could look like. And also, you know, not to mention your background in this space in cleaning. You already know how to bid on jobs. I mean, that's where proposals are. You know how to price the work. You know how to add a little more padding in the pricing to accommodate for the potential launch of this workforce development program. Again, I talked about youth. You may want to do workforce development for domestic violence survivors, women, refugees, seniors who want to get back into work. Like, you may have a specific audience you care deeply about that you feel called to. Whoever that is, like, you might want to tailor this to that. That this will allow you to start thinking about how we can tap into the grants, proposals, and earned income. The last piece too is, you know, if you get really good at this, there have been companies that have launched staffing agencies or nonprofit organizations that have launched staffing agencies who have developed strategic partnerships. However that may factor into your thinking, this could be helpful too in you thinking about sustainability.